Good morning, Tom. I'm all right. How are you doing today?
Well, good. But, you know, you and I are doing well, but we know some of our fellow members of the state are not doing so well. Yesterday, you toured Damage, and you're doing the second day with two locations in farther south in southern Illinois. Your locations today?
Yeah, no, that's right. It's very sad, Tom. We've lost three wonderful Illinois citizens in these severe storms and tornadoes. I was in LaSalle County yesterday visiting in Ottawa, where two people were killed by a falling tree, and also more than a third of the homes in Mayplate were destroyed. And we were there expressing our condolences and keeping the families in our prayers and thoughts, and giving them encouragement and support. We're making sure that our first responders are thanked for their wonderful service, and to make sure the insurance companies are there helping people get back on their feet quickly. And we've got the emergency management agency there helping with the cleanup. And right now, we left Springfield earlier this morning. We're on the road now to White County. We're going to go into the sheriff's office in Carmi, get a briefing on the storm damage there. And then we're going to go over to Crossville. There, unfortunately, a gentleman named Tom McCord was killed when a structure fell on him. Reports are to me that he was a former police officer and a veteran. God bless him. He's also a coal miner, and I'm all for coal and energy development in southern Illinois. He's just a wonderful Illinois resident. We're going to visit his widow, Debbie, when we're in Crossville. It's very, very sad.
That'll be about 11 this morning.
Yeah, then we're going to head over to Jackson County. A number of buildings were hit hard there. A couple were destroyed. Fortunately, only minor injuries in Jackson County is the reports that we received, but we're going to go over there and visit the families and give them our support and encouragement and help with the cleanup over there too.
When I spoke with Illinois State Police Trooper Joey Watson the morning after the storm, because we were trying to identify where was the most damage, and without unequivocal when it came to Jackson County. Now, you'll be in Elkville at the intersection of 51 and Lacey Road today. That's approximately 2 p.m. Governor, we do have some information that we can share with our friends in Elkville concerning the damage that occurred there. Earlier this morning, Governor Rauner, I spoke with Andrew Nelms, and I think you know him, Americans for Prosperity, Illinois director. We were talking about their new survey on freezing property taxes, and we all know they're too high. Well, let's take a look at this in respect to Elkville. If you have a building, maybe you didn't live in it. Maybe it's an outbuilding, it's a garage. If you've had a building structure on your property taxes been destroyed, if you will go to the Elkville Library and pick up what is called a Notice of Destruction form, turn this into the Jackson County Assessor so you're not paying property taxes on buildings that no longer exist.
Oh, that's good. Good advice, good information, Tom. Thank you very much. That's exactly right. We want to make sure people are supported and treated fairly here, and they're able to take advantage of every opportunity to financially recover, and that's, you're exactly right.
You know, Governor, I read an Associated Press report yesterday that Donald Trump was aware, the president aware of the damage in the Midwest, and that he and other federal authorities stood ready and had been outreaching to state and local authorities to say, if you need federal assistance, we're ready to help. Did they contact you, Governor Rauner?
Our administration is in constant communication with the federal government, with the Trump administration. We're assessing the damage and see what options are available to us to try to tap into federal resources. At this point, we don't have a clear picture of that. It's not clear that we can tap anything at this point, but we're exploring whatever options we can.
All right, when it comes to this, it's interesting. When I spoke with State Representative Terry Bryant, that she went to one of the locations, and she said, what can we do to help you? And said, we really need a porta-potty. It's amazing. It's the things you don't think of and you do. I mean, you just never know, and that's why feet on the ground for Governor Rauner today.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, we've got wonderful first responders. I especially want to thank our police officers, our firefighters, our emergency medical personnel who are there, helping the residents who are impacted by these storms. I also want to thank the Red Cross. My wife, Diane, and I have been lifelong major supporters of the Red Cross. They do wonderful work, the good Lord's work, helping those in need, setting up shelters, offering food and clothing and warm blankets for those who need it. They were there on the spot with a wonderful shelter that they set up in LaSalle County. We were there yesterday. We want to thank them, as well as the Salvation Army for the donations of clothing for those who need it. And what's really so wonderful about the people in these communities. Everybody's come out, they're volunteered, they're helping each other, they're supporting each other, they're taking each other into their homes as needed. It's just what makes Illinois a wonderful place, is that the people, residents here, caring for each other and coming together as a community. It's very inspiring, and my heart goes out to every one of them. Thanks so much to all the volunteers who are helping out the families in need.
You know, and there are people like that in the Midwest. Matter of fact, my friend Bob Bundren, who I've known for very nearly 50 years, posted today, "I'm so proud to be from the Midwest. Dozens or even hundreds of neighbors helping clean up after last night's storm. Not like a lot of our country where people would be asking, where's my check and where's my government handouts? We just quietly get it done." And I think that's what you'll see today in White County and in Jackson County and Elkville.
No, that's exactly right. I saw just the determination and a love for each other yesterday as I visited with the families. And many of these families completely lost everything. Their home is gone, and many of their personal possessions are gone. And but they're there caring for each other. And their attitude is, we'll get through this, we'll persevere, and God bless them. And that's why I'm so thankful that we're able to get our emergency management folks there, helping with the cleanup, helping them recover, making sure the insurance companies are there, getting them the money they need to reestablish themselves and rebuild. So, you know, we'll recover. We'll get through this. And our hearts goes out to all the volunteers and all the families. God bless them.
While you're still doing this, you're still keeping an eye on the Senate and the grand bargain as well. So you've been doing some multitasking as well.
Well, that's right. We're hopeful. I continue to be optimistic that we're going to get a grand bargain. We're going to get a truly balanced budget. Truly balanced for the first time in decades in Illinois, where we stop spending money we don't have. We bring down the wasteful spending. We get true long-term property tax relief. And we get regulatory changes so that we can grow more jobs. You know, the number one thing we've got to do is make Illinois more competitive. You know, companies want to come to Illinois. They want to come to Southern Illinois and build factories and build transportation distribution hubs. But our regulations and our property taxes push them out, and we've got to change that, because we've got to grow our way out of our challenges. We can't tax our way out of these problems, and cutting alone won't get it done. We got to grow. We got to create more good-paying jobs, and that's our number one priority.
Governor, how do you deal with this when the Democrats, and you see them piling on more and more candidates are being talked about? I don't know if there's enough seats in the House for all the candidates that are thinking about coming on the Democratic roll, while at the same time saying, why hasn't Governor Bruce Rauner fixed this? I mean, in the bluntest terms, they seem to do this almost every day. It's your responsibility. Why hasn't the governor fixed this? He should do this. What's your response?
You know, the folks in power in Illinois have been in power for decades and decades. They've created a mess, spending money we don't have, pushing employers out, making us one of the highest unemployment rates in America, the highest property taxes in America, the biggest debt and deficit in America, the fifth highest overall tax burden. The folks in charge for decades have created a mess, and they don't want to change it. And they don't want, so far, they haven't let me fix it. They've blocked most of the reforms and much of the changes that we've tried to do. But we've got to stay persistent. We've gotten some good things done in our first 2 years in office. I've been here for 2 years now. We've transformed the government. We've brought down the wasteful spending and the bureaucracy. We've modernized our computer systems. We've got to new, much more affordable contracts with 18, now 20 of the government unions that'll save taxpayers hundreds of millions. We're changing everything we can, but we got to get the General Assembly to stop being loyal to the Chicago machine. The Chicago machine is bankrupting the state, and we've got to get members of the General Assembly who actually work for the local residents all over the state of Illinois, especially in Southern Illinois.
You know, Governor, I asked a group of people if they thought that 6% of Illinoisans were unemployable, and some of them said, well, I don't know. I mean, 6%. I refuse to believe that 6% of Illinois is unemployable, especially when I look at the unemployment rates of the surrounding us. If we could get those extra 2%, 3% working in and of itself, this
exactly.
The beginning of this cures a long list of financial insults in the state of Illinois. The activity
That's
itself,
exactly right.
You know,
exactly.
So I mean, we've got to get this going. And when it comes to work, I'm hearing a lot about AFSCME right now. Can you, before I let you go today, you want to give us an update of where we sit there in the negotiations?
Well, what we should do is together, cooperatively implement our contract. It's a reasonable proposal. It's the exact same contract we've done with 20 other unions. It's reasonable to have a 40-hour work week instead of 37 and a half hours like it is right now. It's reasonable to allow volunteers to work in our state parks and our health facilities to save taxpayer money. It's reasonable to pay bonuses based on productivity and taxpayer savings rather than just on seniority. These are reasonable things. They're common sense. We should do it. It's the right thing. And every day we delay, and we've been getting delayed by the asking leaders in court. Every day we delay is costing Illinois taxpayers roughly $2.5 million per day that could go into our schools and our human services. We got to stop the delay. Let's implement the contract. It's fair. It's the right thing to do. And let's make our economy more competitive so we can grow good-paying jobs. We can't tolerate this anymore where we have high unemployment. Our factories leave. They go to Texas. They go to Indiana. They go to Tennessee. They go to Kentucky. We can't allow this to continue. We got to get competitive. And let's keep in mind, factory workers now in Texas make more money than factory workers in Illinois. This is wrong because they're getting it because they've got the growth. Factory workers in Indiana make more money than factory workers in Illinois. Why? Because they're growing, they're more competitive, they're more attractive, and the jobs are getting created over there. We've got to change it, grow more jobs, and that's what we're working to do every day.
Governor Bruce Rauner joining us this morning, and thank you. Governor Rauner is on his way to Southern Illinois as we speak. First to White County at 11 o'clock there. Will he be going? He'll be heading to Crossville then, and then he'll be heading to Jackson County after a day of touring the damages in LaSalle and other locations in Illinois. He'll be going through Southern Illinois today, and the best of luck. Be safe, and I know there's going to be a lot of people anxious to share their story with you today, Governor Rauner.
That's right, Tom. God bless you. Thank you. We'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.